It's our favorite Sunday of the year, Selection Sunday. I'm John Johnson, and your football playoff primer is next on MHSAA Perspective. Sunday evening at 7 in high definition on Fox Sports Detroit, the qualifiers and first-round pairings for the 2009 MHSAA football playoffs will be announced. This is the 11th year of the 256-team, 5-week postseason football tournament, and to get you ready for that run that ends at Ford Field on Thanksgiving weekend, here's a rundown on how the teams make the tournament and are placed in the brackets. The majority of the teams in the field will be those winning 6 or more games, playing 9-game schedules, and those with 5 or more wins, playing 8 or 7-game schedules. Heading into this weekend's action, 174 schools had already qualified by win total, and another 95 schools were just one win away. Since 1999, there's been an average of 242 automatic qualifiers each year. That number has been as low as 237 last year and as high as 251 in 2007. Once the qualifiers by win total are determined, the playoff field is filled out with those teams with 5-4, 4-3, and 4-4 records with the highest playoff point averages, which are proportionately added from classes A, B, C, and D. For example, if 8 teams were needed to fill the field, then 2 teams from each class would be added. If it's an odd number, you add in A, B, C, D order until the field is filled. In the event that more than 256 schools would qualify by win total, you subtract those schools with the lowest playoff averages in proportionate order in a class DCBA order. Once the field is set at 256, the schools are ranked by enrollment, and then break lines are drawn every 32 schools to create 8 divisions. The 32 schools in each division are then placed on their own maps and drawn into regions of 8, and each region is broken into districts of 4 teams each. Within districts, the team with the highest playoff average hosts the 4th place team, and the 2nd place team hosts the 3rd place team. For the 2nd and 3rd weeks of the playoffs, the team in the pairing with the highest playoff point average will host. The exception being in the 3rd week, the regional week, when the 2 schools are more than 200 miles apart. Then the game will be sent to a prearranged site. Semifinals are the weekend before Thanksgiving and are at prearranged sites as well. And one game that weekend will be televised live Saturday night on the MHSAA network from Troy Athens High School, which you can catch on the MHSAA.tv website or on Comcast Channel 900. The finals return to Ford Field Thanksgiving weekend, with the even-numbered divisions playing on Friday, the odd-numbered divisions playing on Saturday, and in one of high school sports' greatest bargains, you can watch 4 games in a single day for just $10. And as we get ready for another playoff run, there are still calls for expansion. Expansion over the 35 years the playoffs have taken place have only led to scheduling abuses and gamesmanship, the breakup of conferences, and even more calls for expansion. Schools with any level of success still have trouble finding opponents, and some schools intentionally underschedule themselves in terms of the competition to not only get into the playoffs, but to improve their chances of getting postseason home games. To expand the playoffs further means some pretty drastic things would have to take place. Things that are practically and philosophically problematic. Have the finals later? Ford Field's not always available after Thanksgiving Day weekend. Start the season earlier? There's already enough criticism of high school football games before Labor Day. Make the regular season 8 games? Schools already have weighed in on that and said no. Play 2 games in a week? Not safe for the kids. Besides, there's probably not too many 2-7, 1-8, and 0-9 teams willing to offer themselves up as sacrificial lambs just so they can say they made the playoffs. There are reasons football should be treated differently than other sports when it comes to its postseason. And if folks still want playoff expansion that bad, then maybe Michigan should be like some other states where the state association sets up the conference alignments and sets all the schedules. Join us again next week for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.